We gotta scrap it.
Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studios. It's episode 86. I'm your host CJ. This host Catches.
What's up?
And your host Grant.
Gazer. Before we get started, I'm doing the housekeeping. We have a Twitter, Studio Struggle. Our Instagram is Struggle Studio _. We have a YouTube for visuals, just Struggle Studio. And we also have a gaming channel on YouTube, Struggle Studio Gaming, where we stream quite frequently. So make sure y'all check that out. And we also have a TikTok, just Struggle Studio. So make sure y'all follow us on those social medias. Before we get started, I'm going to do a quick announcement, you know, to some people who died in our community. You know, something I like about the black community, I feel like everything's low-key connected, you know?
Yeah.
So someone who was kind of pioneered the Manosphere, is what he called it in the YouTube game, Kevin Samuels. Passed away, I think, like 2 weeks ago. We didn't cover it. I don't know why we didn't cover it, but I just want to make sure we get our condolences out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he was very influential for at least black men, like recently. You know, like whether it's joking around or even if you're dead serious.
Yeah.
Like just from him being able to collab with like Future, Nicki Minaj, Joe Budden, I think. Yeah. So I just love that he got to shine before he passed away, because I feel like he could truly hit his peak before he passed away.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's much more he could have done before, while he was in this, like, not this rough way, but like I feel like he hit the peak, you know. And another loss we had, which is crazy to me, was Lil' Keed. You know, for those who don't know, he had the iconic XXL verse. What do you say? He said outside wide, but inside grand. Very money so old, like Harry Tubman's or something like that. Remember that was Lil' Keed.
I like this one song. I think Crouch got remixed it. It was like Wavy. Was it Wavy?
Yeah, I think it was Wavy. Wavy or the Snake song, I can't remember. But Lil' Keed definitely had his he was nowhere near his peak, I don't think. I feel like he had an up and coming year coming, you know. Like, he almost reminded me of, like, old Thug. Because, you know how Thug had that kind of, like, you can't understand him, but it's still good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the vibe I have with Keed. But, you know, tragically, we lost him, I think, a couple of days ago, which is crazy.
Yeah.
He was only 24. And I think it was, like,
liver.
Yeah, bad liver. I don't know if that's due to drugs or just genetics.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to give condolences to his family, friends, all his loved ones.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Lil' Keed and Kevin Samuels, man. Yeah, two goats, bro.
Two goats.
And then some more. It's like just black bad news, bro.
Yeah.
And again, rest in peace to the people who lost their lives in that
The Buffalo shooting.
That is a loser.
Yeah.
A bum.
Yeah, I won't even say his name.
Yeah, I don't know the nigga name. I don't want to, you know. Fucking Switch too.
Yeah.
And we also had the our slats. I'm not included. I'm not in that shit though.
Mm-hmm.
YSL.
You sure?
YSL locked up, bro. This shit was absolutely crazy. Crazy. YSL got hit with a whole RICO charge, like 6ix9ine.
Yes. And I think they got like almost the whole crew, it seemed like.
Damn near, yeah.
Like, I know Gunna's locked up.
Yep, Gunna.
Thug locked up. I mean, the whole gang's locked up pretty much. And I didn't feel bad. I feel bad for them because, you know, you don't want to see them locked up. But
those are our black brothers.
Yeah. At the same time, bro. If they doing what they should be doing, beefing with like Wife and Lucci of all people,
that beef been stretched out for a
while. I do remember it might have been last year. And Young Thug tweeted like if I didn't respect what you do for your kids, something like that, I binked you. Remember they tweeted that? And everybody kind of brushed under the rug.
Yeah,
no, it's like Instagram post, something like that. So apparently Atlanta is like a freaking free-for-all, bro. If you're a rapper, you got money, bro, it's like you got your own freaking kingdom, you know?
Yeah.
You can, like, buy freaking street niggas, and, like, of course, you don't have to go out and do the killings yourself, or do, like, the violence yourself, or crimes.
Yeah.
You just pay somebody else to do it.
Exactly.
You know? And I think that's pretty much a form of racketeering, when you have the money to, like, make other people do stuff, you know?
Yeah, basically, it's basically the same thing happened with 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
6ix9ine was out there shooting niggas, but he was telling niggas, go shoot up Chief Keef.
Yeah.
Go shoot up O-Block. Go do this. Go do that.
Yeah.
But same thing with Young Thug right now. And Atlanta's like cracking down. I think someone else got arrested too. It's like 42 Doug. 42 Doug's
was he?
Yeah, 42 Doug got arrested too. And that's not even like part of YSL shit. But it's just like they cracking down the shit, bro. But
what is YSL?
YSL is
a music label.
A music label. It's also allegedly supposed to be a game too. They rep it a game, but I don't know if they're repping it because it's just their label or repping it because it's actually a game. You know, it's one of those things where like you they're like one and the same almost. You know, it's like you can't really have one without the other because YSL is the label, but it's also like the culture behind it. It's like the slime,
the slime and slap.
Yeah, so it kind of became bigger as Young Thug grew. You know.
Yeah,
and I wonder if he's actually the founder of it, but he's definitely like one of the head people, and that's how the DA says it. He's like one of the head honcho.
And they literally have like voice recordings of like them recording phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Like Young Thug's like, hey,
why ain't get home yet?
Yeah, y'all beat niggas ass, can't shoot niggas. Like, come on, Thug, you too big and too smart to know that niggas not pause.
Yes.
To know that the cops not listening to you on phone. Yes. Bro. Come on, like you know what kind of artist you are, how big you are, what your past has been. Like
you, plus, not only that, you're already a millionaire. So why are you even wanting somebody else? Why somebody able to get you that mad? Do you want to kill him? If you're a millionaire already,
I'm saying, and like he literally rolling people that like just bad for him, like mm-hmm. in general. Like I don't remember, but Young Thug and Lil Wayne had a beef like for like mm-hmm. a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple years ago. Young Thug had got somebody allegedly. He got somebody to shoot up Lil Wayne's tour truck,
tour bus. Yeah,
tour bus. And like once he got bailed out, he's like YSL slime, shit like that, slime life forever, shit like that. And then I'm pretty sure he got locked up again,
mm-hmm.
like with his whole RICO charge. Yeah. It's just a bad look. And even some more crazier things like that's happening with this is like now you got like the industry getting ready to blackball, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is weird. Okay, with YSL getting taken off of GTA,
which is crazy. Okay. GTA is known for like being like, I don't say edgy, but they're like
criminal activity, bro. Everybody's slamming that bitch.
It's literally called Grand Theft Auto, bro. It's literally a felony, bro. The name of the game is a felony, bro. Like, I don't get it. How you like you support like freaking like capitalizing off of like real life stuff, like real life beef, real life culture, real life crimes. But then when that actually happened, you're like, oh, we don't support that. We can't. Like who are you trying to like who are you trying to cater to?
Yeah, like, I'm sure like if niggas won't get mad at you for having a YSL on your thing,
mm-hmm.
they probably won't have GTA in the first place, you know?
Yeah. I mean, actually, if it's some R. Kelly shit,
definitely.
I'll kind of see it.
I 100% see it.
But if it's like freaking like criminal enterprise shit, which your game is literally, I'm sure we run a criminal enterprise on that GTA, bro. I don't get it. Who are you trying to like, who are you trying to like impress, you know? I don't get it. I don't know who you trying to like cater to. I didn't get that at all, man.
Yeah, I don't understand at all. It's literally like, if no one was anything, no one cared.
Yes, exactly.
And like, if they didn't do anything, no one cared. It was just weird, like, to pick a side for no reason.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't know they were even on the freaking game, too.
Neither did I, yeah.
Yeah.
I
didn't
know. Yeah, but apparently, you know the ad songs over time sometimes?
Like, yeah.
I don't like that shit, bro. I hate the fake, like, you better than us, fake culture, like, fake fucking with the culture, but really, really not fucking with it. Like, you want like, the part to look cool, but then the parts come with it. You don't fuck with, bro. And speaking of that, I know we talk about this almost every single time someone get locked up. I haven't heard CJ's perspective on it. But CJ, how do you feel about, like, rappers and artists in general, like, living their raps? Like, if Lil Durk was talking about shooting up the hood, right? And then it came out that, like, Lil Durk never had a gun. Like, he never shot anything. He never, like, never was a gang member. Does that affect how you hear the music or see the person? Or you think music should be music, and it doesn't matter what they say?
I think your music should, like, represent your personality. Like, if you're not, like, a gang member, well...
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not, like, that part of that community...
Yeah, in that life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that life, in that zone, probably shouldn't be rapping about that stuff, because... I feel like one day that's going to come back to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at one point, that's going to come back to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
So, just stick to your, like, life stuff, you know. Like, that's what I think.
Okay. Like, okay, that makes me think of another question for you, CJ, you know, since you're kind of new to this, you know. All right, so now with the whole YSL getting locked up, okay. Mm-hmm. We see how it went last time with the RICO charges, and a rapper got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
6ix9ine came out rat, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then how do you feel about rappers like Young Thug and Gunna? You know, I think you're kind of familiar with them a little bit, you know. Snitching. Like, if they snitch, is that going to change your mind about their music?
are like do you think there's do you think they should snitch or like how do you feel about that?
I feel like I would have to be in their situation to like actually know if I was you know like you said if I would do that like
no not if you do that. I'm saying do you think okay, let's scratch the other question. Just answer this one here. When they come out, and if it comes out that they snitched, all right, CJ, mm-hmm. Are you supporting the music? Mm. So, let's say Young Thug.
I think he's facing like decades.
Yeah, let's say Young Thug snitched on Gunner, okay? Mm-hmm. Not Gunna jail for the rest of his life, but Thug out, okay? Mm-hmm. You know Gunna is pushing P, all that shit, you know? That's P, that's Gunna. Let's say that scenario happens. Right, is that going to make you not listen to Young Thug, or you're not going to care?
I mean, if they rapped about that kind of stuff and they did snitch, mm-hmm. I'm gonna think about them in probably a different way, mm-hmm. something like that. Like you rapped about this stuff, mm-hmm. but that's not really you. Mm-hmm. Like you're a whole different person. Like,
so what you're saying is not listening to rap music. Hmm?
Like, I'm not saying
that, bro. What are you saying? Is like, come on, man.
I'm saying, okay, you rap about shooting places up.
Yeah.
And this is in no particular.
Yeah.
You rapped about that stuff.
Yeah.
But then you snitched, so therefore you weren't really about that life, mm-hmm. effectively. Okay. So mm-hmm. like that's not you. Mm-hmm. That's a persona. Mm-hmm. And why would I listen to something that's not you?
Damn. Damn. Okay. Okay.
He said that's snitching, not P, bro.
Damn. Okay.
I mean, but if you weren't really rapping about that stuff, like,
mm-hmm. I agree. If you're a civilian, CJ, so basically what I'm saying is if you're a civilian, you know, mm-hmm. let's say you're like somebody like, damn, who's somebody who's not?
Drake?
Nah, Drake can't snitch against this.
He can't snitch? You're talking who could snitch?
Who could snitch and not affect their career at all?
Someone who could snitch and then not affect their career. Jack Harlow.
Yeah, someone like Jack Harlow, okay? Someone who's like not rapping that gang shit at all. Mm-hmm. If he got locked up in some shit.
Some kind of reason.
Yeah, any kind of reason. And he's
like innocent stuff? Like innocent?
Innocent, not innocent. It don't really matter, you know? And if he snitched, I think it's good. You know, I think he's out of limelight. No one's spending this a hard time for nobody. Mm-hmm. He's not in our life. So I agree with you 100%. Yeah. But now to some controversial news, all right. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar dropped the album after 5 damn years, bro.
Kung Fu Kenny.
How you feeling about it?
You know what? I don't see that. Let's do it, so. Of course. It gave me... I listened to it for like a couple days. Like, literally like 2 days. And to me, it's a good album overall. Overall, I think it's a good album. Is it an entertaining album?
What do you mean by entertaining?
Like, let me see. Like, and I mean entertaining as a word, I just enjoyed, like, I didn't feel like I was, like, listening just because I got to talk about it on the podcast, you know? Like, it wasn't like a freaking, like, it wasn't a chore to get through, if that makes sense. Like, except for, like, Damn, I guess, in my opinion, Kendrick albums were kind of, like, a chore to get through to me. But that's because I'm probably not a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. But this album to me, I was telling Grant earlier, it feels like the least like Kendrick album to me. Like, and that, let me put it this way, excuse me. Usually when Kendrick raps and stuff like that, it's kind of like the sounds and like the voices he does. They're very like eclectic, kind of like off to the far left, you know. Like, yeah. They sound weird to me. They're like it don't sound sonically good to me. Like, it's okay, he's rapping, but it don't sound good to me, you know?
Yeah.
For the most part, on here, like, the beat selection was solid. The rapping on there wasn't too rappity rap, you know? And wasn't too, like, metaphorical to where I couldn't understand most of you talking about, you know? It wasn't, like, super deep. But it's also, like, it wasn't, like some Brain Dead, Lil Pump shit, you know, at the same time, you know? It was a solid album. I will say, though, I only saved, like, probably 2 songs off the album to like listen to, but because in its totality it was a good experience. But I can't picture myself going back to like freaking
cry together. We cry together, or like,
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, nigga, fuck you.
Like, I don't understand
fuck
it.
Me.
That's the lyrics. Yeah, no, that nigga. That's lyrics. I don't know. I just can't picture myself going back to songs like that. Like, I thought, what was the song by him and his father? Father Time. I thought it was a cool song. You know, I felt the emotion behind it. But then it's like, I wouldn't go back and listen to it again, you know?
Yeah.
To me,
Sam was off on that, low key.
I didn't even know that was
like
him.
Like, I can't understand what you're saying.
I didn't know that was him. I like Die Hard. Die Hard is good. The intro to the album was good. I didn't save it. The intro album was good to me. It was solid.
Yeah, I like the beginning intro, yeah.
I like Rich Spirit. What song? Silent Hill with, Silent Hill? It was, No, what Silent Hill? My fault. Silent Hill.
Yeah, with Kodak.
Yeah, with Kodak. The beat was hard. Kodak, how did Kodak rep you?
That's what I'm saying.
Kodak, I rep you on like your own. You Kendrick Lamar, bro. Maybe he let him do it. Like, maybe he let him.
Yeah, he definitely didn't, because he wasn't rapping that much on songs.
Yeah.
I think he's Baby King for Baby King, but I feel like Baby King does Baby King better than him.
Yes.
You get what I mean?
Yes. Baby King's, I don't even think he was on the damn song, Baby King's song. Baby King went off on.
No, he had an interlude, and then Baby King and them had a song together.
Oh.
Like, are you happy for me? Are you happy for me?
Yeah.
Are you happy for me?
That one hard. Auntie's Diaries.
Trelawney.
I'm Trelawney. The song was, it was a cool song, you know?
Auntie's a man now.
Yeah, and like, it's like a song you listen to like one time. You just want to get through the story, you know? The story was cool, I guess.
What was the story?
The story is about his auntie, like.
Auntie is a man now.
Yeah, turns into a man. And his cousin. It was deep. Like I get what he's trying to say. He's like back in the day, we always stay like the this is for your time. I don't think your generation does that much. But like, especially like when me and Steve and Grant were younger, like saying the F slur was like a normal thing. You know, it wasn't like you were purposely trying to like it was like a derogatory, like it was insult. It looked like insult. People used like commonly. Like, now I get it, like, it's super, like, insultful, super, like, disrespectful. But, like, back in the day, we just kind of, like, used that word. Like, okay, like, as in, like, stupid. Like, is it, you know, the same way as that, as it did then, you know? But he was saying, like, back in his day, like, people use it so freely, not knowing how, like, it much hurt somebody. And I thought it was cool of him to do, I guess. The last song was crazy. Like, not last song, what was it called? Mother, I Sober. I thought that was a deep song. It was very deep. Like, he talked about different stuff he went through as a kid, that his family went through as a kid, as like, and how trauma has been passed on from generation to generation. It was deep enough for me to understand, but not too deep for it to like go over my head. So overall, album was, I think, was solid in my opinion. But I won't be going back to a lot of these songs. I won't be like, dang, let me I miss hearing Crown or something like that. You know, like, it wasn't that kind of album to me. I get overall, which is kind of weird though, for me to rate it this high, even though I won't be going back to it. I give it a 7 out of 10. It was crazy. Solid album.
Nigga, you said all that shit and gave it 7 out of 10 today.
What? That's solid, bro. That's solid.
You just gave a whole essay and gave it 7 out of 10.
That's solid, bro. That's solid.
Oh,
that's solid.
My god.
It's a solid
not
album.
Not an eight
because a lot of songs were not like, they're all good. Most of them are good songs. But they're not songs I would like go back and like.
CJ, what are you expecting him to give the album after he has all that shit? I ain't gonna ask you. Give it a stack.
Honest?
Give it a stack. What are you expecting him to give it, CJ?
Like, at least like an 8 or a 9.
Yes! I thought like it's just like a 9. We kept talking, bro. Okay, so my opinion on the album. This is coming from a nigga who don't listen to Kendrick, okay? Mm-hmm. I listen to Damn. I listen to a couple singles from the other albums with their hits, you know, with like Swimming Pools, We Gonna Be Alright, that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So this comes from a nigga who I don't really think Kendrick is for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The album, I don't know. If I was a Kendrick fan, I think I would have been a little disappointed. Mm-hmm. Went 5 years for this. Because I feel like, to me, it had a lot of one play songs,
mm-hmm.
which I don't like about albums, okay? It's cool to have one or two. Deep songs, you know. To me, the album wasn't really that deep. It was like more of a personal, you know,
mm-hmm.
like he was talking about shit that like
like, unless, again, this is me not listening to Kendrick albums. For me, when I know Kendrick, normally he talks about like a broad shit, you know, like shit that we all go through.
Yeah.
But it's deep, you know.
Yeah.
This one was more of like just of shit that he was going through, you know. Mm-hmm. A couple of it was like universal, mm-hmm. but like he talked about like him going through like one of his cousins talking about like touching him or whatever or something like that or yeah. whatever it was, yeah. and he talking about him denying it, shit yeah. like that, like stuff like that. Him cheating on his wife, mm-hmm. Him looking at Drake. And Kanye's watch their beef and like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
What the fuck? I guess I'm not sure I thought it was.
Yeah.
So it's like more like him. Just like it was a Kendrick album, him talking mm-hmm. for himself. And I think it kind of goes with the theme of the album when it comes to like songs like Savior. Mm-hmm. Like he was like J. Cole is not your savior. I'm not your savior. Mm-hmm. So Tupac like Tupac is dead for 20 years. Mm-hmm. He's not your savior. Some shit like that. Like it's some real shit. But it's more like okay. He's like only feel like that. Like we can't yeah. I can't sympathize him because I don't feel like I'm someone's savior, you know.
Yeah.
So like it's more like just Kendrick's like from his point of view. That's mm-hmm. I don't think he does a lot. So I guess that was cool, but like sonically, again I just feel like Kendrick's not for me. Like I think I like four songs. All right. Mm-hmm. I like N95. That was a cool song. Mm-hmm. Die Hard. I feel like he kind of got washed in it a little bit by Blast.
Yeah.
I don't like Blast that much, but Blast kind of this thing on yeah. there. Blast and the girl. Yeah. They kind of did a thing on that. I feel like they could have had something by itself, mm-hmm. damn near. I like Rich Spirit. He like keep playing me. I'm make a song or something like that. Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty funny. To me, the album was kind of funny.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
It was funny listening.
It was funny. It's funny.
From We Got Together, the whole song, I'm laughing the whole time, bro. Silent Hill was
fine. Who's up with you, bro?
Huh?
Who's up with you? The ladies are Kendrick's, bro.
I don't know. they were like, damn. It's funny, bro.
Yeah, see, the whole song is argument, bro. Yeah, that's an argument, bro. It's just an argument.
Then I like Baby Keem and Kendrick on Savior.
Yeah.
I think they did a thing on there. But, like, at the same time, I don't think I'm going to go back and listen to all these songs.
Yeah. You know what kind of just felt, bro? What? It's kind of wish it was a Baby Keem album.
Yeah. But, like personally, I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm not a Kendrick fan, you know?
Yeah.
I thought you might give it 6 or 5, bro.
Also, bro, I gotta say, I feel like he gave it the hardest beats, bro. All the hardest beats he get, he gonna Baby Keem, bro. Like Baby Keem has some, like, demon beats, bro.
So, yeah, Baby Keem has some good-ass beats. And good-ass,
I'm thinking that
beat switches.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, okay, well, then if Baby Keem had these, Kendrick can have some crazy, and Kendrick has some cool beats on there. Like, it wasn't a bad beat on there.
I don't think it wasn't crazy, though.
No, nothing crazy like a freaking Baby Keem beat. Baby Keem has beats to take out this planet, bro. I ain't gonna lie. So
I agree.
Oh, I'm sensitive. That's a pause. Anyway.
So, all right, how do you feel about Kendrick today? Okay. exactly. But let's get to the gaming, TV, movie shit. Gotham Knights.
Yes, sir. Bro, I got a little rant, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Before we get started, Gotham Knights is a... We don't know what this shit is now. Yeah. I don't know if it's a 2-player or 4-player experience, but it's basically it takes place after Batman is supposedly killed by the Quarter Owls, mm-hmm. and the Bat family is taking his spot, okay? Mm-hmm. That's basically what the game is, all right?
Close Red?
He's part of the Bat family.
Mm-hmm. And recently we got gameplay after 2 years of a drought, bro. Mm-hmm. Them barely going to give us any information. Any news, any nothing, not even screenshots of the gameplay, bro. Mm-hmm. We finally got a 13-minute gameplay showcase.
Of Nightwing and Red Hood.
Mm-hmm. Red Wing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the good. Let's start with the good, bro. Let's start with the good. For the most part, the game looks fun to play with someone else. Like, if...
100%, yeah.
With you.
But then again, I think that's hard to make. It's hard to make a game that's not fun with somebody else.
Yeah. Visually...
It looked alright.
It looks decent visually.
I think it looks good.
I think it looks decent visually. Like the world doesn't look empty. It looked the story would be fun and good. Like, to me, so far, it looked the story would be fun.
To me, the story, they say I'm so mean, but like, I'm going to play regardless, so the story doesn't matter, but... Mm-hmm. I still don't get how I can get from Quarter Owls to... Batgirl fighting Mr. Frost, like, mm-hmm. I don't understand. Let's say all the Quarter Owls pockets.
Maybe not good. I meant fun. It looks fun. Like, they're gonna try to like make sure you fight most of the freaking
court. What's the name of the cabal of villains, whatever, of Batman's villains? You know,
I hope so.
For the most part, all the characters look different. All the characters seem like they like play a little different. You know,
yeah, I agree. Some reason they like beating around a bunch of Robin though. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I feel like they thought they showed us some Robin gameplay, but really they showed them like tricking out one nigga.
They showed them like in the side of the screen.
Yeah. I think that's about the good I can say from the trailer so far.
Well, okay. I got a couple good things. Okay, I think the world looks pretty good. I like the vehicles. Mm-hmm. I ever have like the back bike or whatever. Mm-hmm. That looks fire. It kind of gave it the vibe when Red Hood was chasing the nigga on the bike. And he jumped in, knocked him over, and then he got out of the fight. It kind of gave me Spider-Man vibes. Spider-Man when you like stop the cars and you fight niggas. That's kind of vibe it gave me. And I kind of felt the animations. I felt the animations are pretty good. Mm-hmm. From comes Nightwing's, like, I don't know if it's like ultimate something there, like, cause it looked like he did like a one attack finish on somebody before. Mm-hmm. He like jumped top of the head, like pop right down, and then like Red did this cool like run slide thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't do anything off of it, cause I think the game niggas playing did not know what the fuck he's doing. But
yes,
I think animations are pretty good. But, mm-hmm. And okay, I do have to. It's like it's a commend that they. They try to get everybody different traversals, alright?
Mm-hmm.
I respect that, but at the same time, if the wheel's not broken, or no, like, don't reinvent the wheel, you know?
Yeah.
If we already have the capes, wingsuits,
mm-hmm.
just use that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it, all I have to say.
You watched the gameplay for it?
Yeah.
You got anything that we missed that was the part of, like, part of the good part?
Not really. Everything y'all said was all up for good.
Okay. Okay. Let's get into bad, bro.
Let me start off.
Go ahead.
Yeah. To be honest, to me, the game looked mad slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they weren't doing nothing crazy. They were like trying to hit somebody, and then like they had to weed out the way real quick. You somebody else.
Well, CJ, this part of the bad thing too. I think whoever played the demo for that was horrible. Like, they did not know how to play the game. It felt like the guy who freaking did the demo showcase was like, it was the first time he ever played the game. Like, how do I punch? How do I jump? Like, he tried to figure it out as the demo was going on. Like, they took it in one take and sent it out.
Like, Ray Harris doing the showcase, he's getting his ass fucking demolished.
Yes.
Like, beat.
He was getting beat so bad in the showcase that I was telling Grant, I thought that they were trying to show up the co-op. Like, Nightwing was going to come and save him, you know, like, come and help him. But yes, go on, CJ.
But the game, mad slow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the main thing I'm talking about, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like fast-paced games. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I play a little bit of the, what's it called, Arkham series?
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman Arkham series.
Series.
Hmm?
Go to.
And to me, that's probably the best way to make that type of game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fast, kind of fast-paced combat.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's probably a little slower because you got multiple people on there.
Yeah.
Something like that. But fast-paced combat.
Yeah. Let's hop off of what Grant was saying about the whole traversal thing. Okay. I did not like Nightwing's Fortnite glider, to be honest. Honestly, he has a fucking wingsuit for a reason. Like, he has a wingsuit. That's part of how he gets around is a wingsuit. I don't understand why they didn't just, like, let you grapple, wingsuit up. It's like, Arkham games. Like...
I kind of respect that, though, but, I mean, because they're trying to give everyone different stuff. Like, mm-hmm. unique mechanics.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm not mad at them because they're trying to do something cool, mm-hmm. you know? But it just didn't come out right.
And I think it made a change later, but I think it just, like, disappears when he lands. Like, it just kind of, like... You know, like, it's gone.
Yeah.
Freaking Red Hood's, like, spirit jump shit, bro.
Skywalk.
I don't understand, bro. Like, okay, I'll be honest. I'm not that familiar with Red Hood, like, in a comic-wise, so I don't know
if he can't do anything like
that. Okay, I don't know if he could do that shit. First of all, Red Hood's fucking huge, bro. He's fucking brawlic. I don't remember him being so fucking huge, but... that's a design choice. Not too mad about it. But the spirit jump thing, bro. Just give him niggas some rocket boosts. I don't understand. Just give him a little rocket boost. They jump a little higher, bro. The spirit shit didn't make no sense to me. If he can grab hook too, why not just have him grab around the city? They got the bike and grab a hook. Just have him grab a hook and back around the city. But that's minor stuff. Minor stuff. You don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. So guess what I mean? Really makes sense. I'm getting a feeling. I'm hoping I'm wrong. That it's only going to be co-op when you're doing a mission.
Also, like free roam.
Free roam. It don't look like free roam be co-op. Because I don't know how I haven't shown it yet.
I thought it did.
Where? Wasn't that little part where at the beginning with Nightwing and Red Hood?
Like, that they got into the area. They already accepted the mission and they got there and became co-op. I don't know. I haven't seen them like the traversing city and this nigga's like, that's the hell doing shit, you know? I just don't get it, bro. Speaking of same shit, I don't like that, like, like I said, the gameplay to me, the guy didn't know what he was doing, so kind of take away from the gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Left a bad impression.
Bad impression. It was something else, bro, that I got fucking tracked it from. I didn't like that, like, the outfits to me, especially Nightwings and, like, Robins. Robin, not Nightwings. Robins. Rob, their skins, like, their original skin, I'm not a huge fan of it, bro. Like, it looks like...
I think Robin's good.
I don't know, bro. To me, he looks kind of like... Isn't he have, like, a cowl on or something like that? Or, like, I'm thinking of somebody else. Doesn't he have, like, a freaking, like, little like...
He has the things on.
I don't remember seeing his hair at all.
Yeah, he sees his hair.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was wearing, like, the Red Robin suit.
No, that's alternate.
Oh, okay.
Remember the trailer, the beginning trailer? He's, like, all three of them on top of the tower. Mm-hmm. Robin has, like, a little, kind of like a long shirt. Mm-hmm. Slash, like, cape.
Yeah.
With pants and a staff.
And...
But Nightwing, I think Nightwing look good.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I'm not a fan of, like, his whole, like... He's kind of emo to me, but whatever. You can change it anyway. I seen outfit that I'm probably going to wear most of the game. Yeah. I'm probably going to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Way before.
Yeah. My final thought on this, bro, that really made me mad. And don't even bet me like that. Okay, 2 years to make the game, right? Whatever, 2 years delay. How you can come back and nonchalantly take away the last gen...
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Last gen players.
That was crazy. To me, and this is coming from a nigga who got PS4, alright? I only got PS4. I don't got PS5 yet. Mm-hmm. I feel like the way they were shitty as hell, bro. Mm-hmm. First, I don't think they didn't even mention it in words. It's just like more like they just didn't show it.
Yeah.
At the bottom. That's like, to me, that's mad disrespectful, okay?
Super disrespectful. You know that they made the game for PS4 and Xbox One.
How long was this game in development?
For a long time. For PS5? Before the PS5 came out?
Yeah, it had to be at least 4 years now. Because mm-hmm. It was 2 years. It was 2 years since we, Bennett's got animation on it.
The first gameplay wasn't on PS4 or on my bugging?
I don't know. It might be PS5, but like it might have been like early PS5. Mm-hmm. But, okay, you can't... How you going to hype someone up for 2 years? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if y'all know that you're not going to have PS4, y'all should have been announced that like a year after, okay?
Yes.
Because y'all literally waited to like the 6 month window for us to rush to now we got to get a PS5 for the mm-hmm. game, which is crazy. You could have been prepared us.
Yeah.
So we could have been ready. And I still haven't seen anything that looked crazy, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything that looked like, okay, to me, I think the trailer for Batgirl, I felt like the graphics shit looked better on there than the graphics we seen on,
The last trailer
we just seen a couple days ago.
And I haven't seen anything crazy that calls for me to have PS5. Like, it's like...
Yeah, and it's still, like, corny, like, a little... his loading zone, you know? Like when Nightwing went to go open the door, mm-hmm. the whole screen went black, and it loaded in the door. Instead of him just fluently opening the door, like some PS5 shit, mm-hmm. he still loaded it in, you know? Like, why can I run Elden Ring, a game that damn near you don't need to load a game at all, mm-hmm. unless you want to, compared to... with cross-platform PS4 and PS5 to Gotham Knights mm-hmm. that is only a PS5 and it's still loading like a PS3 game.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes.
So I'm like, bro, this is crazy. I to me, it don't look better than Arkham Knight to me so yes. far.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just think it was disrespectful. Like, you had like read the fine print to know. To me, because I didn't see no official like no longer doing this business. It seemed like other websites had told me that it's not going on freaking PS4 anymore. And it's just crazy to me that. I remember when the game was supposed to come out on track. It was supposed to be the year of the Batman, bro. It was supposed to be the Batman, Gotham Knights.
Yep.
Now it's freaking, okay, the Batman came out. Yeah, what are your thoughts on it? I thought it was kind of mid. Whackman, as I call it. And supposed to be Gotham Knights hand in hand. They put Gotham Knights back. Okay, trying to make a better game for the freaking Bat family, like, fans. And then half of them, they freaking slice them off. Like, without warning. You guys are not getting this game. Buy a fucking PS5. Fuck you.
For $800.
Yes. It's not like freaking PS5s or like, and that's nothing they control. It's not like PS5 is really available, bro. It's not like freaking PS5. You can go to Walmart and pick up PS5. No. They got bots buying shit. People reselling them.
To this day.
To this day, bro. People like scamming people for it. People freaking giving you an empty box full of bricks, bro. Robbing niggas. Like, I don't get it. Like, you know that it's not easy to come by. That's not easy to come by the game. Why are you, like, assuming that people are going to have it? I think I'm going to hurt themselves a lot.
And I do too.
And the way they did it, you created, you anger your fans. So even if your game good, bro, if niggas hate you, bro, or niggas mad at you, they're not going to let you succeed, bro. Even they fixed, and I think they did, fix Cyberpunk, whatever, 2077.
Yeah.
Niggas hate them so much, they'll never let them say that game's good now. Ever. Like, you piss off the
game. And I think they were trying to avoid a Cyberpunk. Mm-hmm. By canceling, just be like, this is safe side. Mm-hmm. But like, nigga, that's crazy. Just because y'all want to be safe, mm-hmm. make sure it, like, nothing buggy happens, because mm-hmm. Y'all got to do it with two platforms or two generations. Mm-hmm. Like, there's way, like you could have had a weaker version for PS4, and the best version. You could announce that off rip. Mm-hmm. PS4 is not the preferred version that y'all I would prefer y'all to play, but mm-hmm. we still have it out. You know,
yes.
Just cut it off and. To cut it off completely is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, even for marketing wise, PS5 is not that available. Like, yes. Like y'all are literally cutting like half of y'all sales. Xbox One and PS4 don't have it. It's crazy to me. Like, I just don't understand.
I think it's too soon. If it wasn't a freaking pandemic, wasn't freaking supply chain issues or like that, and people were able to get this shit, I could say, okay, all right, fuck y'all, stop being cheap, get PS5. It's not even that. Not only people can't afford it, it's even if they could afford it, some people still can't get it. So I don't appreciate that, bro. I don't feel like I don't like the whole like nonchalantly. Oh well, fuck you guys. So sorry. Yeah. That's how it felt to me. And I have a PS5. Yeah, that's how I felt. I felt like they were just like, they just cut off the niggas, bro. They cut off the freaking the people who are most excited for it to me. But yeah, that's all, probably all I had to deal with. I'm like, so you got anything else to add?
No, not really. No.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. We'll move to that topic. CJ, I kind of want you to break this down a little bit. Okay. Why do you think the Nickelodeon Smash game failed? All right. For those that know, Nickelodeon tried to do a copy and paste damn near mm-hmm. with the Super Smash series, but instead of Nintendo characters and game characters, mm-hmm. it was just Nickelodeon. All right. And to me, personally, I think all of us agree that it flopped. You know.
How many people bought this game? Like, what's up? Where are the sales look like?
I'm not sure. We can look it up. I'll look it up while you talk.
Okay. Well, the reason I think it failed is because, maybe this might just be me, mm-hmm. but I think the game was just not good. It was not entertaining. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm going on one of the things that just bugged me. The voice acting. Mm-hmm. The voice acting.
Or lack of.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, lack of. Nobody had voices. It was just the announcer.
Yeah.
It was just sound effects, bro.
It felt quiet as hell, too.
It was like I was playing with nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just, bring up Smash, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know, when I get hit, I feel like I get hit. Like, Mario say, woohoo, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, something like that. All right.
People making noises when you jump around. Like, it makes a difference, though. It makes a difference when you can hear a character, when you can't hear a character, you know? Mm-hmm. It kind of, like, rules are merging a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But that's not really, that's like a kind of a minor issue, mm-hmm. a little bit. To be honest, the gameplay wasn't that crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like,
no ultimates.
I mean,
I like alts, bro.
Yeah. Alts are cool, but like, that's not even like the main factor. Mm-hmm. It's like, people are just doing stuff and it was working.
Like, yeah, it's like you didn't need to be good at a game at all to do with crazy combos. Like me and CJ played.
Maybe that's just me, mm-hmm. but like, I felt like I was pressing one button the whole time. Mm. Like, it was just up, pressing up square.
And it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like me and CJ, like day one we played it, mm-hmm. we was on like nasty combos, mm-hmm. which is like, okay, it's a good feeling, but at the same time, it's not a good feeling if it's doing it so easily, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like I just hop on, like, to me on Smash, when you hit a crazy behind combo,
it feels too simple.
Huh?
It feels too simple on the game.
Yeah. On Nickelodeon, it feels like too simple. Like, I feel like anybody could have did this. But on Smash, bro, hitting the fucking damn near touch of death on Smash mm-hmm. is like, first of all, damn near impossible, okay? Mm-hmm. Unless you really bought that game. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like, just like, I don't know, it's like this gamer, I thought it was cringy, but like a gamer moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like something you can't describe, but it just feels so good, you know? Mm-hmm. Like fucking starting off with a fucking Fox combo, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's an edge guarding him off the stage, you know? Mm-hmm. Compared to fucking being Michelangelo and just throwing fucking pizzas nonstop and make you stunned to your fucking death. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, come on now.
And to me, it felt like, okay, everybody on Smash Bros, for the most part, they feel different. You know, they feel like built from the ground up. To me, on that Nickelodeon game, it felt like everybody starts off with the same palette, and they kind of went from there. And you can still feel the core. They're all kind of similar. You know, it like the characters felt, the weight was all off too. Like some characters, it felt like they should have been a little bit lighter. They feel the same speed as someone who's like taller than them. Like Patrick feels heavier than freaking maybe SpongeBob, but SpongeBob feels like Aang. SpongeBob feels like freaking,
yeah. And I feel like some of them were just like, I'm like, yeah, like a weight issue. Yeah. Like when Aang had you use Aang glider, you feel like a piece of paper, bro. Mm-hmm. Like if you feel so light and flimsy, it feels so weird. The game almost like a mod, bro. I swear. Yes. Like it feels like the no voice acting, no ultimates. Mm-hmm. It's just the awkwardness. The music is weird. You know, it feels like. It feel like almost like that Cartoon Network game, but I feel like the Cartoon Network game is a little better.
Yeah,
low key.
Yeah,
but it's just, I don't know. L game, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
And it's just disappointing because they have the cool characters. You know, maybe not many as Nintendo, but they have the cool characters the people want to play as. And the blueprint is right there, bro. Shamelessly take it. And no one's gonna judge you for it. Shamelessly take the blueprint, bro.
Didn't they say something about like the voice acting in particular?
Yeah,
about why they didn't do it. It's like, it wasn't like a budget issue.
Yeah, the nigga pours out, bro.
Nickelodeon.
It's almost like they didn't want to win, bro. Like, it's kind of like they want the quick money.
They want to get your cash out on the first week sales, and like, I guess people still playing the game, so just
drop
the characters. Random characters.
Yeah, that's why freaking the GOAT multiverse is about to come out and literally shit on them, bro.
100%.
Not only is it Nintendo shipping free, not only, but this guy's gameplay, bro, drop it out on $10.99, $9.99, $5.99. Bro, get your money up and disappear forever, bro. Because when Motiverse come out, bro, no one's playing that anymore. No one's playing Nintendo anymore. Because you tell they put some money behind it, put some effort behind it. Niggas, you can hear people's voices. Passion. Like they like the game they made, bro.
Yeah.
They like the game. They enjoyed making it, bro. And Nintendo's just disappointing me, bro. I told y'all, and I've been, so far, I think I stuck by it, bro. I said that's the last bad game I ever gonna buy it, bro.
We'll see.
So far, bro. And if I even smell a little bit of bush on it, bro. If I'm pass the snip test, I ain't buying it, bro. All
right, enough of the worst game. How about we talk about the best game?
All right.
The best games of the PS3 generation. Mm-hmm. How about that?
I'll start off
with me. I'm technically gonna cheat, all right? Because I'm picking Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Even though I technically played on PS4, but like, bro, it came out on PS3, technically, bro.
Yes.
So, like, do I even have to say anything about Last of Us? Does everybody understand?
I still stand by. I think Last of Us is probably the best game of all time. Great.
Probably best narrative game.
And the way I judge games might be different from how y'all judge games, cause like I judge games on two scales. All right, how just good of a game it is, good story, good gameplay, good stuff. Mm-hmm. How much fun I have on it. Cause like, if a game is bad, but I still have fun with it, I'm a feel better about it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I kind of bring up Battle Z, for PS3.
What's for you? Sorry, break your secret. What's the example of a game that's gameplay is bad? Oh, not gameplay is bad.
Yeah, like what is a bad game but it's fun?
Yeah, bad game but it's fun. If you can think of one.
Like bad story and good gameplay, or
like maybe bad gameplay. Yeah, bad gameplay or bad story, but like fun. I have fun with it. Like I can't really judge that. I can't judge fun, but like I know. If I play the game, I would know if I have fun with it. And I feel like Battle Z is one of those games I have fun with.
Okay. I think the reason that you even say that about Z is characters. if Battle Z had different skin, like if it's some fucking brand new show, a brand new game, you know, mm-hmm. you know, in the characters, I feel like none of them played it.
And also, I think it was because like multiplayer stuff. Like, yeah, multiplayer. I had y'all to play. With, mm-hmm. You know, we had good laughs and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, but it's definitely a bad game that I think was just fun because we had each other.
Yeah.
For me, some of the best PC games that I played, I'm probably gonna give it my favorite and probably one of the best ones is Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 3, bro. I think probably our best one. Mm-hmm. The story mode was fantastic. The online was fun as shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like that kind of birthed me, you know, low key. I'm gonna fight games with it.
Let me see. Best game on PS3. One of them I have to say is a little older for you, CJ. Grip, I remember it. It was called Resistance. Resistance one. That game is fun as hell, bro. You have to like you play as like this soldier, and I think just me but black. Was he black? I can't remember. And like you fight through a lot of the freaking chimeras, and you kill they're like alien invasions, you know, different versions of them. Some of them have guns, some of them don't. And it's kind of like I want to say Spray and Pray, but like it's kind of reminds you of like a horde game slash like
Left 4 Dead.
It kind of gave me like first person Gears of War vibes.
Yeah.
Because they had that gritty feeling, mm-hmm. a dark. A Spider Cup.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the game was cool. And one of the best games I ever played to this day, bro. It's a noise game. Oh, I got another one, too. I got, Before I get this, I'm on honorable mention. Bro, Watchmen was an underrated PS3 game, bro.
Watchmen?
Wasn't it Batman for Batman? Or?
Watchmen, Batman for Batman, bro. If you never played Watchmen, bro, go back and watch the gameplay. They built. Rock City probably copied and pasted, right? Why? Watchmen was crazy. Actually, Batman might have been out too.
Yeah, it might have.
But
I don't think it might have been out.
That shit was crazy. It was like imagine a co-op Batman game, right? Mm-hmm. Where like that thing, the person Grit playing was Rorschach.
Rorschach, yeah.
My character, I don't have a character kill people. Grit's character. I think he's murdering niggas, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, it's so contradictory. It's like contradictory. Like, and it's like one of the first games where like you play co-op and sometimes you get split up, bro.
Yeah, it didn't really feel like co-op. It felt like
play
my own game.
And it make you appreciate like.
Wait, was it like a mainly co-op experience? Like
yeah, the whole game co-op.
Was it supposed to be co-op? Like, was that built into it?
Yes. You one player plays Night Owl, another player plays
Rorschach. Yeah.
Wait, would there been a computer if you didn't have like?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Both kind of felt different, you know. I liked how, like, Rorschach would use weapons and shit. Like, whenever I would, like, disarm somebody, because it's almost a Batman. You counter, you take the shit. Whenever I disarm somebody in that wing, he would literally pick it up and drop it. I just hit that shit. Bro, hit him one time with the bat,
bro. Bro, he's giving me fucking a flashback of a goated game. Freaking TMT Out of the Shadows.
Oh.
That game was fire, bro. Yeah. The downfall of that game was that it didn't have content, bro. Mm-hmm. It had like five missions.
Yeah. And you could like see like how closely were the last mission.
Yeah, but that game was fire, bro.
Same with Watchmen. It was too short. Watchmen was way too short, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
It felt like a little not main game, but like
yeah, I think we'd be in like 3 hours.
Yeah, like, TMT was crazy. And TMT had like difficulty before with it too. It was fun. And you like jump building to building.
Yeah, that game felt like Batman game.
Yes.
That game, bro. Like if they remember that game, I'll buy.
No, I'm thinking of freaking I'm thinking of the other TMT game where, like...
No, I'm the one that we had down the tunnel.
Yes! That game was fire as hell, fire, bro. They should... What did I beg for? I beg the developers to, like, add something to it, bro, and they just ignore my ass. I used to hit emo developers back in the day, bro.
Another Dota game was Uncharted 3, bro. Uncharted 3, even when it comes to the multiplayer, bro, we had story mode on that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. From us playing story mode, us playing the co-op story mode.
Yes.
Getting mad at shit.
But that's not the game you like.
That's how I get. Yeah. That's how my game. And then from us playing with our cousin, remember that one old man? She can choke everybody out, bro.
That was CJ. He playing at CJ. CJ on your team. It was me and the cousin on the other team.
Oh yeah.
CJ a little assassin.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
is he? Where is he?
Choking everybody out on multiplayer.
Yes.
I thought that game was fun as hell, bro.
It's a little side thing. Do you think old games are better than new games?
I think it's more people, they keep reinventing it, you know? Like, it's almost like, I feel like right now, almost everything is going through the same reinventing the wheel vibe. Even when it comes to music, bro.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Think about it. Ever since freaking Who I Smoke Drop Catches. Think how many songs you heard that sound like an old sample and it's ghetto-fied.
Yeah. Even Jack Harlow kind of did, too. Like,
yeah, like First Class.
Yeah.
Like it's like, we just keep reinventing the same song now. Like, what's going on? Like, I'm like, bro, I know it's like a couple weeks ago. Like, bro, why do we keep doing this?
But at the same time, we're kind of like, and it might be different for CJ, though. Me and you, we're kind of like, what's the word for it? Not, we're kind of like veterans, bro. Like we've been playing it for so long. They're like, and like, because sometimes I've been playing with my fiance, and I'm like, I'm like, why don't you just do this? Why don't you do that? I realized that she hasn't been playing it that long. So it's like, something that's like, secondhand knowledge to you, like, I'm okay, fire fight and just fucking reload. I'm not gonna go in a bit and not reload, you know?
Yeah.
It's not secondhand knowledge to people. So, like, we kind of like, nothing really surprises us anymore. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. If the game is hard and it makes you, like, freaking have to sit up for it, that's kind of, like, refreshing for us, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's something different. That's why Elden Ring kind of helped. We kind of like happened to that. It was fun to play with each other, but it had difficulty to it.
Yeah.
Which is something we're not really used to nowadays. Like, sometimes games are, like, annoying.
Like, normally, I don't play games offline because they're not hard.
Yeah. You know?
I don't play games online because that's online I get challenges.
Yeah.
That's why I play the Dragon Ball FighterZ online and Fortnite and shit like that, the Warzones. Because, like, I don't feel anything playing offline anymore. Like, I'm numb to it almost.
Yeah.
Like even playing Spider-Man, you know? Like, unless it's, like, some dope moment, like, fighting the Sinister Six.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling anything. Cause, like, that's why I barely remember the story.
Yeah.
Because it was so easy, you know?
Yeah.
Like just... Everybody, I'm beating everybody ass. No one's giving me challenges at all. Mm-hmm. Like, only time I want to die is unless I'm being stupid and trying to, like, do something cool, all right? Like figure out, can I put the water over here or do something like that?
Yeah.
And then I'll die. But other than that, it's, like, it's easy.
I forgot to mention. The game I said probably one of the best PC games about Last of Us was, and it changed, like, what a game could be to me. Like, it wasn't, like, it proved to me, like, okay, I'm used to freaking, like, top-down, sandboxy, like, games where, like, okay, you're on a linear path. It's only one way to get here, one way to do this.
Hey.
And it's freaking...
Little Big Planet.
Hell no. Little Planet was good. Hang on, Little Planet was
well,
good.
I didn't exactly play Little Big Planet, but...
No, Nicki Minaj was fun too. Oh, that's PS4, wasn't it?
Shark Ball Missions?
Yeah, Missy went back a little bit too and tried to, like, beat Mitchell without dying. That shit was hard as hell.
Oh my God, I got hard as fuck.
But it was freaking... The game I'm talking about is Lost Planet 2, bro.
Lost Planet 2?
Oh my God.
Lost Planet 2... It's crazy, bro. It literally, like, it's like...
Is it challenging? It's like...
It was challenging?
It's challenging fun. Like, or is it, like, challenging because of the mechanics?
That shit is stressful and hard as fuck. But it had good mechanics, though.
Good mechanics. Good gameplay. Great gameplay. I love running from the monster, running from the enemies, then find, like, random, like, armor suit in there and putting it on. And, like, the difficulty was good. Story didn't really make the most sense to me, but... Because it was like three different stories in like Mr. 21, you know? Like,
yeah. It kind of gave me Resident Evil 5 vibes.
Yeah.
Story wise.
But like,
I think I got Meta 2, didn't they?
Yeah. I knew it was something different when, like, I was this all the time. There was like a giant monster that we were fighting. And like, this monster was huge, bro. I've never fought something this big in a game before. Like, unless it's like God of War or something like that. And God of War is more like a quick time event, you know?
Yeah.
The monster literally, like, ate you. But you went through his body, like,
Aaron Yeager shit.
Yes. Like, you, like, I think you shoot while you're inside, you sliding down the freaking, like, intestine and stuff, like, and he literally shoot you out. But it was just so cool to see, like...
Like, one person got swallowed up.
Yeah.
And person trying to get you out.
Yes. It was just a cool game. Like, I remember there was one mission where, like, I don't remember how they, like, use a loader screen or what. And, like, you start a mission off in space. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we have to, like, survive and get into these little escape pods. And you get into the escape pod, and you literally, like, go back to Earth. And it's like one long transition to mission. That's like, before that game, like, it, to me, everything else was like 2D. And then you get introduced to freaking 3D. That's how the game felt to me. It was the first game, it was like, what in the world? Like, games can do this? Like, this isn't like a freaking point A to point B. Like, it was still point A to B. Compared to now, it's still point A to point B. But instead of a straight line, it was freaking, you know, zigzag, you get there somehow. Like, the beginning is always going to be the same, and it's always going to be the same. But it was how you got there was kind of different. Nowadays in games, you can, like, okay, there's a point A to point C, back to point B, you know.
Yeah, you
might miss something if you go too fast. And that's, like, the normal for the games. Back then, games were always, like, freaking, go here, survive here,
mission
go here, low here, survive, boss, over and over again.
All right, but let's end on this laptop right here. All right, it kind of goes off the PS3 topic. Mm-hmm. All right, now what are some games that you wish you could bring back fully supported? Whether it's like
reboot or
not reboot, like just like bring out from there. Like let's say what's the game that we all know? GTA 4. Like, okay, let's say niggas like GTA 4 so much. Mm-hmm. They brought it back. It can support. But it's not a sequel, you know, it's just the same game. Like, let's say they got ported to PS5 or PS4.
Wait, it's the same game, but like...
Yep, just re-support it.
Low-key?
Now, my game, I'm gonna give my game first, because I don't know what I need to sell it, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with J-Stars.
Ah, oh, that's good.
I mean, good. J-Stars, yeah, that's a good... It's a...
Oh, arguably better.
It's an alright game.
Arguably better.
For those who don't know, J-Stars is like a whole bunch of anime games... And anime characters combined into one game. Mm-hmm. It's a 3D battle arena.
Yeah.
So what I'm basically asking for is if that game
picks mechanics, bro.
Pick back up. Yeah. I'm saying obviously it would get touched up because it's getting like patches, you know, patches, mm-hmm. DLC, bro, like new characters, new stages, mm-hmm. maybe a better story mode every now and then, like a patch or something like that, mm-hmm. or some expansion pack. Mm-hmm. That's my game I pick. I ain't gonna lie.
J-Stars to me wasn't really that good, cause the mechanics were just dumb, right?
Bro, CJ, you don't know how long. Okay, first of all, we
can your ass beat?
No.
Cookout three. That shit was stupid. Ain't gonna lie. You get your ass beat, you get a power up.
Yeah, CJ, what you don't understand, CJ? Okay, back in the day, it wasn't like freaking. We didn't have no Twitter. We didn't have freaking like. Again, like the YouTube algorithm like how do you are now.
I mean,
we had no what. We just randomly found out that there's a game called J-Stars in Japan that existed, bro.
Oh my goodness!
So we was like, oh man, how do we get this? So I got my first like debit card. So I don't know how we got it, but we had an order off some janky ass website, and this for Amazon too, bro. We had order off some janky ass website, bro. And
pray that was right, and pray that it was cross region that it worked.
Yes,
or working our PS3
because it needs to region like your the games. So if your game wasn't Japanese, you couldn't play the Japanese game, bro. Like it just wouldn't work on it. We ordered it, bro, and it felt like months and months and months went by, and we finally emailed them like, bro, we never got a game. Oh, for real? We sent it again, and they sent it to us again, bro. And we were playing the Japanese version. Now, you couldn't even read the menu, bro.
Yeah, nothing's English. Nothing was English. Besides, they like characters' names sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, bro. Couldn't even read the menu.
Was that Sasuke? Oh.
Yes. It kind of made it kind of exciting, too, at the same time. Because you didn't even know who was all in the game, bro. And then, I went one back review, and it kind of ruined it for me forever. It said, I should never read it because it's kind of, I didn't kind of read this shit. It says, just starts to get real old, real fast. That's a dang, bro. But, then I think like 2 years later, it got ported to freaking the US.
Yeah.
And we already had a shit, bro. It's called just Plus, something like that. I was like, nigga, we've been having these songs, bro.
It's slowly like tweaked the gray portion of what you have and you get it back up.
Yeah.
But it's still garbage.
Yeah, like a little. Yeah, you this one I have to get out down. Like,
yeah, this for like 3 seconds.
Bro, I used to love freaking the mechanic was the B Naruto, right? And girls, all fucking Sasuke with the OPS freaking Amada Ratsu. That was OP too, but the Amada Ratsu was freaking broken.
Anywhere in the stage.
Yes, anywhere in the stage.
Granny, your help. Where is he?
I used to master freaking run behind the building, do my Shakujutsu, come back out. And then, like, Grim, like, I knew that was freaking you, Shadow Clone. And it'd be me. I'm the real Naruto. I follow Naruto real, bro. I'd be back there, like, charging out my freaking Rasengan while he's not, And then I learned how to freaking, like,
get in stage mode.
Yeah, you're in stage mode and learn how to throw my shit. I was like, oh, shit, bro. I don't have to freaking use my Rasengan. I can throw that shit at him. That game was crazy back in the day.
I think it's still a good game, bro.
It's still a good game.
Yeah, it's still a fun game. It's still a fun game. It's not a good game.
It definitely could have, like, patched it over time. But, like, it was money grab, as usual. Bandai. Freaking money grab, bro.
What was some game y'all like?
Battle Z, to be honest.
Yeah, like, Battle Z.
Battle Z. Would be cool. Bro, to be honest, if they ported it, bro, I feel like we're playing it, bro.
What's it from Xenoverse?
Yeah,
It's like multiplayer, right?
The story. It's funny because the co-op story, bro. Yeah, and story. They went more in depth than Xenoverse in the story mode to me. Like they definitely went like the movies felt like, oh shit, this is cool about the movie. Like fighting freaking who's it, Kid Buu was fun. Fighting it, the difficulty scale with the cat with the freaking with the game. So like we got freaking fighting Cell, mm-hmm. or it might not have been as hard as fighting Kid Buu. Kid Buu was hard as hell to fight. Doing the movies like fighting, was it Janemba we fought?
You know that big Janemba?
Yeah, that was fun. Fighting freaking Automata Coolers. Did we forget that we gotta fight like a whole bunch of niggas? They kept coming back, bro. That was fun as hell. Like I agree. A Battle Z would be cool if they like.
Yeah, I feel like these are fun games, mm-hmm. but not good games. All right.
Yeah. Me, bro, I'm gonna do a 2-for-1, bro. Assassin's Creed 3 and Assassin's Creed Unity, bro. Oh.
They could have done Unity.
Why three?
Bro, Assassin's Creed 3 multiplayer was fun as hell, bro.
Nah, because I ain't gonna lie, only weird niggas like Assassin's Creed 3 multiplayer.
Assassin's Creed 3 multiplayer is fun as hell. What do you mean?
I don't know about Assassin's Creed 3, but they could have done Unity way better, mm-hmm. bro. Like, them three missions was fun? But we need more, bro.
Bro, Assassin's Creed Unity was so fun, bro. I was like, dang, bro. How do I make more of a challenge myself? I make it power. I never kill niggas again, bro. I used to have like a non-lethal weapon. A non-lethal weapon.
Niggas on the ground.
Girl, like, the game goes, Assassin's Creed, nigga. So girl, you literally come out and kill everybody and I knock out, bro.
He got Assassin's Creed for a reason.
The hell, nigga, give me that loot too.
The game's fun as hell. You're bugging my Assassin's Creed 3, bro. There's no other game.
I don't know about Assassin's Creed
3. Okay, Assassin's Creed 3 is right. Mm-hmm. There's,
It was not good today.
Yes, it is, bro. Everybody, okay.
Like, multiplayer or
it's like? Hide and seek, damn near.
It's kind of hide and seek, right? Almost prop punish, except for, like, okay.
Wait, were you... Oh,
there's, like, okay, what? There's, like, 8 players, probably, tops in a map, right? And, the key is to, like, get, like, the most kills, racking the most kills before mm-hmm. time's up. So you start as whatever assassin you want to be, and there's people in the crowd that kind of look like you anyway. Like they, I don't know if you, I can't remember if you transform to a civilian or they kind of look like you, like look the same model as your character.
Yeah, I think so.
So you blend in, you sit down, pretend like you're not a freak assassin, and someone walk by, they oh shit, that's a real nigga. You go up and you freaking stab in the back, bro, and you get more points for doing that, bro. And I got to like mini beefs, bro. Like, well, one for me, bro. Like,
was it online?
Yes, that's my point. Whatever's fun. I feel like nowadays.
It's the fact that it didn't have no combat was lame to me.
Yeah. Well, it's all like one hit kills, pretty much. Well, you could throw a smoke bomb and get out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
You can, like, I forgot. It's the worst way you can counter sometimes. But I used to be disrespectful, bro. I used to be so good at that game.
Back you were sweating that game, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. It was fun. I used to also, I was this fucking weird nigga, bro. I knew the job back in there, bro. I used to kill so many niggas, bro. That was, like, in the top, like, I think I was, like, in the top 100 of, like, like they used to tell you who's like doing the most kills, not online, just random AIs that would kill like in the game. Like I used to like go in the woods as Connor, and like you know the little British niggas all in there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go by them and just tsk, 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 tsk. I just killed so many that I was like in the top like hundreds of people of everybody playing the game of the most kills, bro. God,
damn,
that's how freaking nasty I was back in the day. I used to just go on just just killing people, bro.
Yeah, it's the best Assassin's Creed game, I think.
Yeah, it's the most fun, bro. But yeah.
That's it. Y'all got anything else you want to say?
Nah, man. That's all right,
man. All right. Again, I thank y'all for watching the video. For niggas, wait, for listening to the podcast, goddamn, I'm sorry, y'all. For those who want to watch the video, we're also on YouTube, Struggle Studio. We have TikTok, Struggle Studio as well. Our Instagram, Struggle Studio _. Our Twitter, Studio Struggle. We also live stream quite frequently on the gaming page, Struggle Studio Gaming. If y'all want to check that out, I'm sure y'all will enjoy it. And again, anything I'm watching, anything y'all see, anything else?
RP Kevin Samuels, RP Lakey.
Yeah, RP them niggas.
Yeah, RP.
Rest in peace. Thank you again for watching. Deuce, we out.
Peace.
What's your dress size?